A baby cured of infection with the AIDS virus. HIV is a virus that has shown itself to be frighteningly resilient in the face of human defenses. It's apparently been thwarted by a little baby and its doctors in Mississippi, the second known case of an HIV-infected human found later to be free of virus. It is technically a cure, but doctors are being cautious. This baby was born of an HIV-AIDS-infected mother and was aggressively treated with AIDS drugs from early after birth. Can there be treatment lessons here? Is this a clue pointing toward ways to thwart AIDS in the general population? Joining us now is Dr. Kenneth Mayer, Medical Research Director at Fenway Health, speaking to us from Atlanta, where these results are being made public this week. Dr. Mayer, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What did doctors think happened here? And let's be really precise about what this baby is showing symptomatically or in tests that indicate that it is free of AIDS.
This baby is a child in Mississippi whose mother did not know that she was HIV infected. So the mother was only diagnosed with HIV when she came in to deliver the baby. And at the time of the delivery, the obstetrician-gynecologist had the presence of mind to think that because the woman had no prenatal services and hadn't had prior exposure to medications, that the infant was likely to be infected. So treatment was started within 30 hours of the baby being born with full-dose medications that you'd use to treat a known infection. It takes a while to diagnose HIV infection, but the primary doctor decided to make the best guess and to start with full treatment.
Is it the case that this baby ever showed antibodies for HIV?
The baby had shown some antibodies, which take time to develop, but what sort of nailed the diagnosis was doing both RNA and DNA tests using a very sensitive technique called PCR. So that suggested that there was active virus inside the child's body at the time of delivery.
So if we're talking about a treatment regime that began 30 hours after the baby was born, and the baby is now about 2 years old now?
Yes.
You know, we're dealing with a patient here whose immune system is in development, an immune system in many ways that medically doesn't really even resemble the kinds of immune systems that you would have in a high-risk adult. True or false?
No, that is completely correct, and that's why it's an exciting case, but there are a number of questions, and certainly the first question implied by what you're saying is, can you generalize from infants to adults? You know, is this something that is going to be immediately relevant for adults? And we don't know the answer to that yet.
What would happen in a baby's immune system? And again, I don't want you to speculate. These are early results. But is it possible that a baby, because the immune system is in such a state of development, could actually have a better defense against something like AIDS? Babies are piled on with all sorts of foreign agents from the environment in those early months and years.
Yeah, we don't know what went right. So what you're speculating is certainly reasonable. Another theory is that there are reservoirs where HIV hides out in adults, which makes it so hard to treat to a cure. In other words, the virus may hide out in the brain, may hide out in the spleen, the bone marrow, in gut tissue. And in this case, those reservoirs may not have been fully developed when the baby was infected, so that the antiviral drugs had a better shot at acting against virus that was more easily accessible.
Now, as this baby, this patient is studied over the next several years, obviously the first priority, of course, is to watch and see if the baby is healthy because of the consequences of both the treatment and the presence of HIV. That's number one. But number two is trying to figure out if we can really learn anything from what happened here and which is more likely.
I think certainly protocols that would carefully monitor a group of babies to see if this is the case would be helpful to see whether this is not a one-off or not. The other patient who's a reported cure was an adult who had a bone marrow transplant, and there were things that were unique about his genetics that made it clear that that approach wouldn't be something that by itself could be immediately replicated. And it may be the same thing here. In other words, there may be genetic characteristics of the baby that we need to know more about why this baby was very successful in limiting the virus's ability to stay in the body.
Talking with Dr. Kenneth Mayer, who's a medical research director at Fenway Health. He's in Atlanta at a major AIDS conference where the results of this supposed cure of a baby in Mississippi will be announced very exciting this week. Dr. Mayer, if I'm a pediatrician or a baby doctor, in a community that has a lot of high-risk patients, possibly. What's a smart question I might ask you about the relevance of this result to my practice?
Well, the most important thing for people who take care of women who are at risk for HIV is to know whether they're infected or not in the course of their pregnancy, because we wouldn't be having this discussion if the mother had been on antiretroviral medication throughout the pregnancy. Then there would be a very rare likelihood that the infant would become infected in the first place. So in other words, the best thing we can do is have mothers know their HIV status and take medication, and that will protect the infant from even becoming infected. But certainly based on this case, I think clinicians should have a low index of suspicion for testing women whose HIV status is unknown at the time of labor and delivery, and trying to have the tools in place to consider providing treatment for those infants that are diagnosed in mothers who didn't have prior obstetric care.
Forgive me, doctor, for taking the liberty and decoding some of your language there. When you say low index of testing, you mean test if you have the slightest suspicion.
Yes. Yes, in this case, I mean, because the antibody test is a very cheap test. So we now have recommendations from the U.S. Preventive Service Task Force for more routine HIV testing. And we've had very few infants born with HIV in the U.S. in the past few years, largely as a function of increased testing. But we still have some that slip through the system, and certainly this is the one place we could make a difference early on.
Finally, hope for babies around the world in this particular situation based on these results, or too early to say?
No, I think there's hope. I think now the question is about how to do this carefully with other infants in similar settings, just to see, is this a one-off kind of phenomenon, or is this something that can be more generalized?
A baby potentially born with AIDS, free of AIDS at age 2, analyzing the results that will be announced this week in Atlanta. Dr. Kenneth Mayer, Medical Research Director at Fenway Health. Thanks so much, Doctor.
Thank you, John. Always a pleasure talking with you.